Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
You know what they say, Patrick?
What do they say?
An elephant never forgets.
Then how do we forget this album?
Okay, Patrick, it's Wednesday.
Yeah, it is.
Halfway through the week. I want to mention to the listeners who can't see this, that I've got this shirt on here.
You one of your this best. T-shirt? Man, yeah. It's one of your best. As soon as I saw you tonight, it was like IRS Records. Yeah. Bam.
I didn't wear this one a lot, but I do really like
really
it.
Really good.
IRS Records, it's the logo of the IRS Records label. Of course, many of our listeners will know that as the label of, you know, REM, right? And the English Beat.
The English Beat.
Mm-hmm. And many others, I think.
Many others.
Yeah, and there was some police connection, right? Ian Copeland
was the brother.
Was the brother of Stuart Copeland, and he was involved IRS Records,
he was
right?
The founder of IRS Records, yep.
And there were lots of great bands. It was an independent label in the
early
80s.
Early Go-Go's.
Yes, IRS. There you go.
That's right. Many. Don't get me started.
Okay. Well, you can go on if you want. But here's the thing I was thinking. The label is defunct.
Yes, unfortunately.
It's been gone for quite a while, I think, right? Did it go much past the 80s or?
Well, depends on how you count reissues and all that, but not really. They weren't really cultivating new artists past the 80s at all. No.
So I think to myself, as I put this shirt on, because we live in the Washington, D.C. area, and I think when I walk around with this shirt, how many people just think I work for the IRS?
That's right. Oh, where'd you get that? Is that 10 bucks?
That's right. The IRS gift shop.
That's right. You know? And if you haven't been here as a tourist, folks, you can walk down any street in the summer and fall of D.C. and get an FBI t-shirt for $5.
That's exactly right. That's what I honestly think. I can't imagine. It would be the rare person who would recognize this shirt for what it actually is.
And if they do,
right?
I hope they say something to you. Yeah, you deserve that.
Okay. Yeah, they might think like, oh, you play for the Internal Revenue Service softball team. That's right. Okay, it's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And this is an exciting rest of the week
because
a while back, we did this thing, you and I did this thing called Rarities Episodes. Mm-hmm. And the idea was that we were going to focus on some music that we had in our personal collections that is not available on like the vast streaming services to the masses.
Mm-hmm.
And we, you know, then asked listeners, do you have anything like this? Send it to us and we'll listen to that, give it a spin.
Right.
And we got some really good stuff. And so all the rest of this week, we're going to play some listener rarities, right?
That's going to be cool, man.
I think it really is
cool.
Good
listeners.
And speaking of rarities, by the way, so we were sort of defining it as like anything that you can't get on like Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, whatever, you know, those things are, because they pretty much all have the same catalogs these days. The labels just sort of license this stuff out. And, you know, it's kind of amazing. Just about anything is available on these services today, but there are still some holdouts, or there's not even so much holdouts anymore as much as just like stuff that just isn't deemed necessarily of great value, right? Because,
Or,
you know, to the masses, right? Because it was maybe on an independent label at some point in time and that label doesn't exist anymore, or, you know, they never got around to sort of like licensing it out that much, or they you're like, what's the point, or who has the rights to it, or whatever, right?
It's kind of a fascinating thing to watch, you know, as a music fan, like who's on and who's off. And today you texted, I think, and said, hey, Bikini Kill is now on the streaming services.
Right.
I was like, wow, really? That is significant.
Right.
It really is significant.
So that's a good example, because that was a band that recorded on independent labels, and so it probably
fiercely independent.
Probably took some time for this all to get worked out. it's not like, you know, Warner Music just saying, you know, signing a deal and right. said like, basically, here's our whole catalog yeah. of, you know, millions of songs available right. to you, right? So where was I going with this? So anyway, so you
rarities.
Know, so yeah, so people have stuff in their collection that's like, you know, these are real gems.
Absolutely.
These are some real things out there that you have to, you know, search out or that people hold dear. And so let's get to the first one today okay. we're going to focus on. Comes from listener BJ Bonin of St. Paul, Minnesota. And he posted this on our Facebook. He said, "The best rare thing I have acquired is a copied copy of Elephant's Sweetie." That's the name of the album, Sweetie. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine was living in Socorro, New Mexico
sure.
at the time and sent me a copy of it on cassette.
"Here, you're going to love this,"
he said. When I wore it out several years later, he kindly burned me a CD and scanned the liner. "There is almost nothing out there for this band, but Sweetie is one of the best guitar pop records of its era, IMO, in my opinion," right? Okay. "And almost nobody has heard it." You hang out with the college kids a lot, so you know these things, right?
Yeah.
In your day job. But anyway.
I look it up on Urban Dictionary.
"So almost nobody has heard it," and this is from BJ Bonin, as I mentioned. Okay, so then he actually send us like a Dropbox with these songs from Sweetie, because we're never going to find this.
The whole thing.
And just doing a little bit of research, as he mentioned, there's not much about this band.
Nope. He included the Discogs link, which was nice.
Yeah, and according to Discogs, this album came out in 1997.
Yep.
On the label called Science Project, which is a great label name.
It really is.
And the band is from Albuquerque, New Mexico. And let's give this a spin, right? Is there a particular song we should listen to?
I don't know. What did you think, Jim? Did you listen to any of it?
I did.
What'd you like?
I did. So let's go to, I think, track 2.
Caught Off Guard.
Caught Off Guard. I like that one.
I liked it.
Okay. It's some really good.
Yeah, I love that, man.
Guitar,
the guitar was heavy and
pop,
clean,
right?
And yeah, it was powerful. It was very 90s, but it was great.
Very 90s, yeah. Right. Agreed. You know what? I listened to this whole record today, and you know what band it reminded me of most of all, I think? Do you remember the band Magnapop?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great call.
Yeah.
Good shout.
That kind of... those kind of like crunchy guitars, yeah. And the, you know, the female vocalist, and yeah. just that kind of clean production and uh-huh. all that. Yeah. I just, you know, the pop structure of the songs.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. There was a post grunge, I think a post grunge sort of, melding with like more clean production with, some power pop in there, you know, that echoed back to the '70s. It was really nice. Kind of,
yes.
Let's take a breath. In the mid-90s and kind of get over what happened with grunge and just sort of play some songs that are cool and not be afraid to like melody anymore or, you know, songs about the sunset or love or anything like that. So, I think it really fits in a certain time. And it's one of those great. It really is a rarity, Jim. It's one of those things that you hold dear to your heart because you loved it.
Right.
Right. And it hit you at a certain time.
And how great is this that like a friend gave it to him right? and then he
a
loved
copy
it.
Of
right?
A copy.
Yes.
Yeah. Can't beat that.
So good. There's not much information about Elephant online.
I did find
mentioned Albuquerque. Looks like they formed, according to this one webpage I found, they formed in 1990.
Right.
But then had some personnel change, and bassist Christina Condon took over lead vocal. Mm-hmm.
And that kind of changed the whole thing.
Kind of
right?
made it a more poppy, yeah. you know, power pop kind of band. Yeah. And that was where Sweetie was recorded in 1997. And it's a three-piece, you know, so the whole power trio thing, which we love. And,
of course.
You know, everything about it just seems really great.
It's really cool.
And so, you know, we so appreciate when people send things
like
this to us.
I know, it's great. And you know what intrigues me so much, Jim, is that there are no copies for sale on Discogs. None.
I think this...
So even if I really want one, I can't get one. Now, I can get a copy of their first album, but not their second album.
I think this truly is... This is more than just a rarity. I mean, this is really, like, by any definition, a rarity, because this was probably just released, like, regionally,
exactly.
right? And so you had to be in the know to get this record.
That's right.
Was there another song you liked out of this?
You know, let me look back at the track list. I actually enjoyed Summer because it started a little differently.
I'm not making this up. That was the next one I was going to play.
Oh, is that
play.
Right? That's weird, man, because I liked the way it went in and you know, it kind of started a little slower. Than
yeah, this
out.
Is a little bit slower mm-hmm. song, but... It has a really good, you know, sort of groove to it as well, right?
We're just good friends, folks, yeah, I promise.
Found me that summer I'd never heard. Where you were talking, it was absurd. Wrote me a letter, wrote you one too. Made me so sick, I guess you never knew.
Trio, right? So
yes,
one thing that's notable about that song, what you really hear when it's just a three-piece, is how much work the bassist has to do. Right,
man, talk about being in a bass guitar band for sure. I know the feeling.
And when you're in a three-piece, the bass is like the glue mm-hmm. that holds the thing together. Yeah. Right, you have to do a lot more work than if you're in a four-piece band. Right,
absolutely, great observation.
And it comes through right there.
Yeah, you got to be melodic and rhythmic at the same time. It's hard.
Yeah. So that's good stuff. I like that a lot.
Thanks,
and I also think, you know, you mentioned the band having kind of a 90s sound, but the other thing I hear there, and maybe it's just the way music sort of cycles through about every 20 years or so, but I think there are a lot of bands today, a lot of indie bands today that sound like that.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah. Speedy Ortiz comes to mind.
right, that's a good example.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. All right, this is great stuff. So thank you, BJ, for that.
Oh, amazing. Thanks, man.
And we have all the MP3s. So
that's right. Downloaded onto the hard drive.
When we talk about the year of free stuff, this also qualifies.
Digital stuff counts.
And if anybody from Elephant is listening, or finds out about this podcast or hears this episode or whatever, you know, give us a call.
Or send us some Bitcoin.
Yeah.
No. Either way.
Give us a call and or send us an email, and maybe we'll have you on the show. I would love to talk to him. I would love to talk to bands like this that sort of like just put out some stuff, and
wouldn't that be cool?
And obviously people really love it.
Yeah,
you know.
And we have a listener who wore out a copy of your cassette.
Right.
How many people can say that?
So the way you can contact us, you can call
612-440-1984
and leave a message. If you have any rarities in your collection, you know, again, anything that's not on the streaming services that you hold dear, that you really love to listen to, we would love to know about that. So call, leave a message, talk about it, or email rock@suburbspod.com. Tell us about it there.
Mm-hmm.
And we will feature you on an upcoming episode. Or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, all of those at Suburbs Pod.
What Jim said.
And at some point, we'll do some more rarities among ourselves,
yeah,
right?
Great.
We have a few in our collection.
Might be a couple.
Not Bikini Kill anymore.
No, not anymore.
Let's get out of here. We got more rarities the rest of the week. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lennon.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Give me this one to edit.